We're delving deeper into the world of mining and engineering. From the Coalface with Martin Creamer.
Yes, it's that time again on a Friday when Updated Noon presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon, Sakina.
So the government yesterday promised to have its mining exploration strategy ready in the next 3 months.
Yes, the Director General of the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy, Advocate Thabo Mokoena, said categorically yesterday that there will be a comprehensive strategy for mining exploration in South Africa in the next 3 months. And this is really necessary at the moment because we haven't had proper exploration for so long now. And there is a lot of pent-up energy. He would like to attract at least 3% of the global investment in exploration. And globally, the countries invest something like 170 billion rand a year. He's targeting at least 3% of that for South Africa. And at the same time, they're looking at a flow-through share scheme, which has been very successful in Canada, which encourages people to invest in exploration. And this fits in very carefully with what the Economic Transformation Committee of the ANC has proposed, that we do incentivize exploration and that companies get listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange.
Martin, so Mick Davis yesterday called on the shareholders of major mining companies to resist calling for cash dividend payouts in order to allow mines to be sustainable.
Yes, there's been like a run on mines. The shareholders want their cash back in the form of dividends, and he's saying resist that because you're undermining these companies. You need that money now to invest. Every ounce of material that they take out of the ground has disappeared forever. And unless they replace that, it'll mean that these companies just wither and die. And he noted that we had in South Africa Rand Mines, which was the biggest mining company in the world. It no longer exists because they never followed this policy of replacing what they take out of the ground. And it seems that the mood at the moment is for investors to get as much as they can back. And he's saying that the companies must talk to the investment community and explain to them that they will turn the share prices down if they carry on in this way.
Well, Martin, we'll leave it there for today. Thank you so much, Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. And Martin will be back with another edition of At the Coalface for us, same time next Friday.